What's up, everybody? Before we start this episode of the podcast, I want to do the big giveaway for the month of April, even though we're now into May, but this is for the advanced copy of our friend Mir's book, The Houdini Club, The Epic Journey and Daring Escapes of the First Army Rangers. So I have all of our names in a bin here. We're going to give it a shaky, shake, 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 shake. I'm going to pull out a name here. And the winner is Mr. Connor Trent. Congratulations, sir. Connor Trent, you are the winner of the April giveaway of the Houdini Club. I will reach out to you on Patreon. Please log in and check your messages. I'll get your address and we'll get this book and some stickers sent out your way. Congratulations. And a reminder, if you guys wanted the opportunity to win on the next Patreon giveaway, please head over to whatsthescuttlebutt.com, whatsinyourhead.com, or d-410.com. Click on the Patreon link, sign up, and subscribe. All you have to do is be an active subscriber to be eligible for the next giveaway. Thank you guys so much. On with the show.
Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's in Your Head podcast.
Digitized live from
your company name here.
Your studios in Cape Coral, Florida. It's the What's in Your Head podcast.
What's up? What's up? OG5. We're back. Barely. We had to cancel the show last night due to a family emergency. Well, not that type of family emergency. The real emergency, like not having the ability to take a poop or have warm water. But luckily, I'm a fella who knows some fellas. And Mike was able to come over and help us out. It took a little longer than we anticipated because, well, my turd ring was broken and my floor wouldn't stay mounted to my toilet. So we had to fix that. Shout out to Mike for making toilet flanges fit the way they're not supposed to fit in order to prevent me from having to bust up my concrete slab to replace my toilet flange. Because, you know, why not? And so we got that taken care of. But, you know, it only took from, like, I don't know, 6 to 8:30, 9 o'clock. Mike probably got home at 10 last night. But luckily, I had the ability to take a warm shower after all that. But, you know, it got me thinking. Actually, ironically, this topic popped up earlier in the day before I had to call Mike. Actually, to be honest, I was going to handle the water heater myself, and Mike said, well, let me come over and take a gander at it. Besides, I need to fix your toilet, because we had already pre-planned that. We didn't realize how fucked up that was. But earlier in the day, I got a text. I got a text back from somebody. Asked me to fix their computer.
Oh, boy.
And now this wouldn't be a thing. Except for this is one of those types of people who don't text you unless they want something. And here's why I say that. Yesterday was the 30th. I texted them on the 21st. I said, hey, who's your tattoo artist? Nothing. 9 days later, oh, sorry, I just got your message. Okay, texted you 9 days ago, but you just got my message. My tattoo artist name is this. Go look it up on Facebook. Okay, cool. Thanks. Very next text. Hey, can you fix my... okay. It all falls in line now, you know, because last time you texted me is when your family member had a flat tire 2 miles from my house and you needed me to go change it. But other than that, don't ever fucking hear from you. So you guys have that person in your family who, you know, the only time they contact you, maybe not even your family, maybe it's an in-law, a cousin, somebody who with me excluded, Mike, someone who pretends to be your friend, who
your
only
friends,
calls you when they need
so-called
you to do something.
Friends. Yeah.
And the good news is you don't have to, you can talk about it. You don't have to worry about them hearing this because there's the if they're the type of people you never hear from unless they want something, I can guarantee you they're not going to support you by listening to your podcast. So by all means, just put it on the air because they'll never hear this.
I've actually got several people that when I see their name pop up on the contact, you know, in my phone.
Oh, what do you want?
My first thought is, what do they want this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's been 6 months since I've heard from you, since the last time some of your shit broke that needed fixed.
See, that's the trouble with tradesman. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a tradesman. You know how to repair stuff, Morgan. Don, you know how to repair stuff, you know, to a certain extent. You got a lot of IT background, too. I know how to repair stuff quite extensively as well.
But to that point, which coincides with the three of us, he who is a tradesman cohabitate with other tradesmen because you guys are in the same low tax bracket, so you hang out with each other. And not only that, you live in a world of trade. Whereas if Morgan was a lawyer and I was a doctor and Mike was like, you know, a gynecologist or something, we wouldn't have these skills. Not only that, but we wouldn't have the friends because, you know, we wouldn't hang out with those fucking people. They're poor. But they wouldn't have friends. And I was thinking about this too. Do you think our significant others appreciate the fact of our skills and or the skills of our friends that allow us to save an inordinate amount of fucking money? Because what you did last night would easily cost us $600. And that's without digging up the floor. Just an hourly labor alone.
More than that.
Yeah.
A lot, I promise you. A hell of a lot more than that, brother.
Bill, yeah.
But that gets my point. Sometimes I feel like we're underappreciated by the people we know.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
I love it.
Sometimes I feel like we're underappreciated by the people we know for our skills that they utilize a lot.
Sometimes. I can absolutely agree with that. I will say I'm probably one of the lucky ones where my wife will actually point out to her friends and family when, you know, I'm handy with things. And she definitely, I think, appreciates it a lot more than most.
Does she do it in your presence?
Huh?
Does she do it in your presence?
No. Well, yes and no.
See,
yes and no. She's done it through text messages, and I've heard her on phone calls, obviously, too. But yeah, I mean, in my presence and even sometimes.
See, Morgan, you can tell they're newlyweds. See, Morgan and I have been in our relationships long enough that our wives are tired of our asses, right? And you can, and the aforementioned Morgan, the brain surgeon, right? She could have a headache, and Morgan said, well, here's what you need to do. And of course, it ain't going to get alleviated perfectly. She's like, some brain surgeon you are. You can't get rid of my headache. But then when she's at work and a coworker has a headache, they say, oh, my husband's a brain surgeon, and what he says to do is X, Y, Z. And boy, let me tell you, it works perfectly. So it seems like they'll give you all the props in the world as long as you aren't within hearing distance to acquire said props. At least that seems to be my experience.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah, but
Go ahead. Finish your thought, because I want to kind of backtrack for a second.
I mean, nothing in particular. I mean, just, you know, my wife does not have very many, I don't want to say skills, because she does have skills in certain fields, but I mean, like, you know, she can hang pictures and stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, when she walks around in the apartments and stuff like that, because she works where we live, and I get text messages from her every now and again going, what the hell is this called? So
that's called a doorstop, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, so, thanks, TikTok. You know the springy doorstop that your kid plays with?
Yeah.
You know why? You know how that's actually a doorstop? I never knew this until I was fucking 46 and saw a TikTok video.
I know where you're going with it.
Okay, Morgan, do you know how that actually stops the door?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a spring.
No, you got to think about it in the other.
We all think its job is to stop the door from hitting the wall. Yeah. No, you actually pull the spring down, you slide the door and let it up, and it actually holds. It's a door hold. It's more of a door hold. But we never knew that. We never used it properly. Not the stiff ones, but the one your cat hits.
Yeah.
You pull it down, you put the door over, it pops up.
The guy made the video with hitting it sounded like every shit box car with some 15s in the
trunk. So you actually pull it down, put your door, lift it up, and it's a door stop as well. It's a door hold as well as a door stop.
Well, it's a door stop either way. It stops it from opening or stops it from closing. So.
But back to your point.
Before we move on. So, you know how people talk about, I've got a guy.
Mm-hmm.
We are the guy.
Mm-hmm. I've been that guy for years.
I don't have a guy because, you know, I'm the guy that people have. And it's actually tough. I was, I don't remember who I had to ask for help, you know, recently. And it was the weirdest thing because I'm not the guy who needs help. I'm the guy that's there to help. And it was kind of a bizarro thing to have to ask somebody to do something because it was out of my wheelhouse.
Listen, I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting really tired of being that fucking guy.
Well, what I was going to say, you know what double compounds that? You know what goes along with being that guy? Being that guy, you usually have a truck. So now you fall into two categories. You're that guy and the guy with truck problems guy. So now you got two sets of problems.
Hey, what are you doing on the weekend of the 3rd?
Not moving your shit. Maybe you should have thought about that before you bought an 87-inch fucking TV with your Miata out in the parking lot.
Fucking asshole.
You know, that is not a service Uber offers. Because when me and my dad both drove for Uber, we're like, why doesn't Uber have like an Uber guy with truck? You know, like, you pay an extra $15 and we'll show up at the fucking Target to pick up your 37-inch, you know, your 56-inch TV. The only thing we can sort out is they don't want to be responsible to damage to your paint in your bed.
Well, we have a business Uber account, and that's basically what it is. It's Uber courier service.
Yeah.
And